Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west.
My boat.
Tough morning in D.C., man. Dreary weather, dreary football.
Yeah.
Commanders had it in their hands and just let it slip.
Yep.
I was talking to CK for a second there. I guess he listened to the beginning of our show. I love a quarterback that puts the blame on himself, and Jaden's like, yo, that's on me. It's completely my fault. No, it's not. Like, that. That's a complete team loss. Yeah, you fumbled late.
It's a team loss, but you know what, though?
I want that mindset.
That one thing he did works wonders for your team because most guys, jealous of the quarterback, they normally just put the quarterback with the franchise, with the management, and there are most quarterbacks who will not do that. Most quarterbacks don't put their neck on the chopping block. When you do that, you indebt yourself to your guys. And that right there, when everybody likes the quarterback and works for the quarterback, that changes up your whole ball game right there, dude.
We're going to keep these phone lines going. I've been telling you we'll take your calls, even if you've been on hold a while, and I mean it, like Ronald in Waldorf. What's up, Ron?
Hey, how y'all doing, JP and B. Mitch?
What's up, man?
We're all right, dude.
That's good, man. I'm having a tough time this morning, man. I take this stuff way too personal, way too personal. I wish I could take B. Mitch's attitude about it, you know? But anyway, my blame pie is on play calling, man. You know, as I look around the league, every game I watch, it seems like every team has a play on a necessary or have-to-have third and five where they can pop a guy open. We never seem to have that play, man. So my blame pie goes on the play calling. And it goes on the offensive line last night who, as far as I was concerned, the Bears defensive line stayed in our backfield all night long. So even if Jaden would have gotten the ball on the third and one and handed it to McCroskey, I ain't so sure he'd have made it because the Bears was already across the line of scrimmage.
All right, that's
my blame pie, man.
Gotcha, bro.
You know?
Don't take it too serious, man.
I do, B. Mitch. I do, man.
You know,
I couldn't even sleep last night. I don't even think I got any sleep last night.
I think a few years ago, I came in and I said I allowed myself to be a fan. I went out there, and it really made me understand why fans are so frustrating. I came here. I was exhausted. I was pissed at the world, you know. And I got back to the point that I'm going to be a football player in an analyst mindset. I'm going to watch the game. Tell you what I see,
right.
And I'm not losing my damn mind.
Yeah. I guess I feel that way, B. Mitch, because I know some losses that's down the line. I can almost see the losses that's coming down the line. So we can't give away the games. We have to win. We can't give them away.
The only thing I would caution about seeing the losses down the line is I don't think if you look at just the bet slips, nobody thought Buffalo was going to Atlanta last night and
get their butt
slipped.
Yeah.
It's a week-to-week league.
Yeah.
There are problems.
True.
There are legitimate problems that need to be resolved, but don't Don't start counting wins and losses. Yeah. Like, oh, man, you know, they played Detroit in four games. That's going to be ugly. Like, who the hell knows what will happen?
Nobody expected Detroit to just go to Kansas City and score 17.
Like, I also think offensively, I think you get Cosme back this week in Dallas. I don't know what the Terry situation is, but I think offensively there's another gear, maybe two more gears there that I do think personnel is an issue. Mm-hmm. Defensively, I'm not so sure what it is, man, and I don't know what that fix
Buffalo
is.
Buffalo was 4-0. They lost their last two to the
same with
Falcons
Philly.
And the Patriots.
Yo, the Eagles just went to the Meadowlands and lost to the Giants.
Yeah.
Like, things happen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate the call, bro. Let's go to John.
That's some positivity we throwing out there, Jay.
I'll say reality. Yeah. But it's a week-to-week league. Last night was a terrible loss, but that doesn't – there is nothing in the rule book that says, okay, you fumbled away a win at home against the Bears, therefore you got no chance against the Chiefs in 2 weeks. John is in Alexandria. What's up, Johnny?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, man. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm glad to talk to y'all, man. It's my first time. And B. Mitch, you the man.
Appreciate you.
Hey, look here, man. Y'all don't understand what really goes on here. The blame pie goes to the sorry-ass owner that we had that messed everything up. So when the new regime came in, they didn't have a whole lot to work with, man. We didn't have no draft choices. We didn't have nothing. And for what they did last year and going to this year, it's been great. But championships take time. So you got to give them a chance. You can't be mad at the little things. You know, you can't be mad. But look, there's one other thing I want to say real quick, and I'm going to get off. Y'all need to do something in this new stadium to honor Chief Z.
Hey, I'll be honest with you, bro. I agree with you, but that's nothing we can handle here on this radio station.
We love the Chief.
Yeah, we love Chief.
Thanks for the call, John.
Yeah. I know.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Somebody got to do something, man. Chief Z needs to be honored in this stadium since they're putting it back in RFK on the grounds.
Not mad at that. Yep. Thank you.
I'm with you on that.
Jeff. You notice how dudes call in and they're like, yo, B-Mitch, you're the man. Like, the rest of us don't exist or something? The hell? I also really appreciated...
Y'all are the men with the man.
I appreciated from Jonathan in Alexandria the very random audible levels. Like, he was yelling, then he wasn't. He was like, you know my boy Cisco? He does that. Like, you never know
what
level his audio is going to be at. Let's go to Ryan in Connecticut. What's up, Ryan?
How we doing, guys? B. Mitch is a Washington legend, but you know we love you, JP. And
I'm
Lance,
just messing around. B deserves all the flowers.
To be honest, I'm usually the eternal optimist, and I thought I was over the trauma of years past, but last night brought me back to kind of the primetime woes days. Two primetime games, haven't played well, but there's a big difference between slow starts and self-inflicted wounds. Like, the slow starts of Green Bay and L.A. are way different than what happened last night. I mean, I didn't think the play calling was bad. After the two turnovers, we went touchdown, missed field goal, touchdown, then a punt, then a fumble. It's not the offense I'm really scared of, although I'm a little bit cautious with the injuries of Terry and Noah going forward that this could be an all-season thing. I think the issue is the defense, and I apologize if you guys covered this, but it just seems like before every single play, we got guys scrambling around, pointing out directions, not knowing what to do. There were two plays last night, third and six. We audible out of a defensive play. All three D-backs give a cushion of about 8 yards. Bears just audible right to a bubble screen, pick up 7 yards instantly. I think that some of our defensive stats are a little skewed. We played the lifeless Giants on week one, so that I think helped our defensive statistics. But some of this blame is a little bit on Ron. We don't have the roster, but I don't know. It just seems like we have no pass rush. We did get a couple sacks last night, but we're lacking a pass rush and we're not getting takeaways, and I think that's kind of where we're at. I mean, last thing, weird stat. Last night was DeAndre Swift's best game since when? Week 8 of 2024, where he put up 100-something, 20, 30 yards against us. It's a reoccurring theme of issues. I'm cautiously optimistic going forward, but the next four games are crazy hard.
Yeah.
And we'd be lucky to go 2-2. Not lucky, but I think we'd be happy to be 2-2 going into the rest of the season. If we go 4-0, we forget about this loss like it never happened. But we put ourselves in a real hole here going forward, and the schedule doesn't lighten up. I mean, we still got the Eagles twice, Lions, Chiefs, like Seattle. It's a mess out there. We're going to see what's going on. I feel bad for JD. I felt like he played masterfully throughout the bookends of the game. Possession one, last possession. Those were the worst ones. Last thing I'll say is the second to last possession, I think, is the one that we missed the most. We were 1st and 10 after erupting the passer call on the Bears' 39-yard line. We were driving the field. If we do anything there to get points, we could kind of put the game on ice. But we sputtered, went 3 and out, had to punt, and then the game unfolded the way it did. So I'm gutted today. I'm absolutely gutted. But we got to beat Dallas. But Dallas is no joke anymore. Dallas looks like they're a formidable team, just like us. Great offense, not a great defense.
Well, dude, to that point about that punt, that was Tress's first punt of the night. So they start 1st and 10 from their own 40. They're able to pick up a penalty, gets them a first down. It was the roughing the passer, which was legit. That Brisker went right at his knee. First and 10 at the 39. Run to Bill for nothing. Jaden incomplete to Lane, nothing. Jaden incomplete again, 3rd and 10. Everybody's going to point to the Matt Gay kick that he missed. That ball's at the 39. You add 17 to that is what, a 56er?
Yeah.
Yep.
There are dudes all over the league attempting 56-yard field goals. There are dudes 100%. All over the league putting them through halfway up the uprights from 56. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe you don't trust him because he missed the 52 earlier.
He hit the upright very high on that 52.
Right. I'm just saying, like, here. Maybe that should be a field goal attempt. Or you have three cracks. You run Bill once, you get nothing. Maybe you run it again. You try to just get 3 yards, and then that 56 becomes 52, and you trust them. That is a very good call, because I had that possession in my notes.
But
really disappointing.
That you don't trust him, and you decide to try to go for somewhere you can kick a kick.
That's a
problem.
Hold on. Let B. What'd you say, B?
I'm saying the fact that you don't go for that kick, you don't trust him.
It tells you
so
something.
So he's affecting your play calling. He's affecting your decision making.
Right.
That's a problem.
I'll let Ryan. Ryan, what did you want to add there, bud?
It's the double-edged sword because, like, Gay has a kick where he misses, and then we're like, man, we got to get rid of this guy. But then he always seems to bounce back and kick the 52-yard and 54. In the landscape of kicking, our last 8 years has been like this. Bring a guy in, cut him, bring another guy in, Dustin Hopkins. It doesn't matter who it is. Sometimes you got to stick with the guy, and there are times where I'm like, stick with him. He's kicking it. But it's like, I watch the league. On Sunday, I'm like, does anyone miss kicks anymore? But it's like, who else is out there? You're just going to take the same chance with another guy. But it's weird because every time Gay messes up, he ends up banging another one with all the extra points. And we're like, all right, maybe he can do it.
Yeah.
It's always that one mistake that costs us the game.
Yeah, I agree with you on that because, like, I promise you, the dude sitting at home right now, probably not better than Gay.
Agreed.
You know,
and like Moody did it last night. Moody was great last night.
Yeah, unless we can go find us somebody, a soccer dude somewhere, and just say we need you to just come kick.
No matter what, we're going to be so nervous.
Yeah.
We're going to be nervous for a 55-yarder if we bring in a new guy anyway. So it's like Gay can do it. He just has to be a little bit more consistent. So it's the double-edged sword. Cut him and grab another guy, or keep him and deal with the consequences as they go.
Really good call, Ryan.
Very good.
Thanks,
call.
Buddy. Appreciate it. Yeah, man, that possession, just a killer. 1st and 10 at the 39. Get 6 yards and you're at least attempting a field goal.
And think about it. Drop back. Boom. Dub off. That's right. 5 or 6 yards right there.
Jamal is in D.C. What's up, Jamal?
D-Miss, JP, what's going on?
What's going,
good,
baby?
Dude?
Hey, man, I've been better, man. That game, man, it's like, you know how when you were younger, y'all, and you would do something and your parents would sit down and be like, man, I'm not upset. I'm just disappointed. Like, that's how I feel about this game. It's very disappointing for a number of reasons. One being, like, I feel like we let Philly off the hook, man. We had a chance to put real pressure on them. I don't care what nobody say. If
Hell
they
yeah.
look at us 4-2 today, the pressure's there. And we also gave life to New York and Dallas. Like, I mean, there's just, you know, like, they, like, to me, that to me is the most disappointing thing about last night. That opportunity to be first place in the division and to make it known this is our division, we're coming for it. We let that slip, and that really bothers me because I'm from that fan group, B. Mitch and JP, who is in his late 30s. So I haven't seen back-to-back successful seasons, man. So, like, and PTSD is real. And it was very triggering, man. It was just like, damn, mate. Like I don't want to, you know, be the negative Nancy, but it's just like, damn, like, please don't do this to me, y'all. Like, I had faith in y'all. I believe in y'all, and I'm definitely here for it. My blame pie, I'm going to just break it down with easy simple, man. 50% to the defense, 50% to JD, man. And JD, I love you. You're the man. This is the first game I feel like we can say you lost. You've won many more games for us, but this is the first game where I feel like we can point to singular plays and be like, you did this to us. That first interception, bro, you had Ertz wide open past the chains, bro. And that's what made Tom Brady the GOAT. Because Tom Brady understood, I'm going to take what y'all giving me over and over and over. I know you wanted that touchdown, bro, but sometimes the simple play is the right play, bro. And I know you will make that correction, so I'm not worried. And Cliff, stop getting too cute, man. All I hear all from everybody is Bates is the best blocking tight end in the league. That third and one, why he got in the backfield? But, like, I just don't understand it, man. It's just like, yo, block the man in front of you. We're going to get 1 yard, bro. Like, that, I just don't understand it. But I think we'll bounce back. I hope we'll bounce back. And I think we can still go on to win this division because we still play Philly twice in the rest of the division. So thanks for taking my call, fellas. But it was a very disappointing day last night.
All right, bro.
Good call, man. Good call. Kind of have some perspective. But be disappointed in last night. That was a really disappointing game, dude. You're not incorrect to be disappointed from that thing. Just had a big opportunity. And, B, we always say the conversation that surrounds opportunity knocks is a myth. Nothing knocks. You have to kick down doors in life.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to give you anything. Washington had a chance to kick down a door, separate themselves from Dallas and New York, tie themselves with Philly. They didn't take advantage of it. The only team that won this week in the NFC East, the New York Giants. Shout out to White Bryant. Kid could use a win. Let's be real. We're all hoping the Burgundy and Gold has more ups than downs this season. Last night was all downs. But if your garage door is struggling to go up and down, that's where Door Pro America comes in. Whether it's busted spring, loud noise, or it just doesn't move, go with the pros at Door Pro America. You know, we recently got a new garage door at our house with Door Pro America, and it's one of the best home improvements we've ever made. Look sharp, run smooth, help the curb appeal, and it's just such a convenient factor to be able to let people into your house or open and close your garage door remotely with that MyQ app. Do what I did. Call Door Pro America. Ask how you can save big on repairs with a Door Pro Advantage membership, which includes annual maintenance to keep everything on track. Plus, right now you can get $60 off a repair or a full tune-up for just $89. Do what I did. Go with the pros at Door Pro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Or visit doorproamerica.com. Be sure you tell them JP Finley sent you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to Boatyard Bar and Grill in Annapolis. Awesome crab cakes. I just heated one up in a cup. B wasn't really into it. I offered you some.
You went to Annapolis to get crab cake?
There are friends of ours at FedEx that bring in a tray of crab cakes. They always save me one.
All right. I was about to say, that's a hell of a ride to go there and come back here.
You hear what Toby did last night?
What?
Toby was here. You saw Toby. Apparently, he has to wear his Jaden Daniels jersey for games. Uh-huh. He can't claim it's good luck because it's not like they're undefeated.
So he needs to stop doing that.
He was here for Grant and Danny.
Went home.
Drove home past Ashburn and came back to do the game and the post game with Doc.
Damn fool.
Correct. We got a lot of folks been on hold a long time.
How about Toby? Get you a locker and leave a jersey in there just in case.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Derek is in Fort Washington. Derek, how you feeling, buddy? You got the blues?
Yeah, I got the blues. And I got to say, my blame pie goes 50% to coaches and 50% to players, because I'm going back to what B. Mitch was always talking about with practice. What are they doing in practice? What are they doing in the film room? Why isn't the message resonating with the players? Because you can't tell me the coaches is not telling them to tackle better, you know, to focus on their assignments and the communicating stuff, and it seems like the message is getting lost.
Yep, you're right about that.
Something's getting lost.
Something's getting lost.
Something's getting lost. Thanks for the call, Derek. Keep this going. Oh, man, I don't even know. Our boy Los was there last night. I think it was miserable for him. Los, how you doing, buddy? How you holding up?
Man, let me tell you how miserable it was. 3 minutes left, my girlfriend's freaking dancing and, like, you know, between plays and all that, and she gets a little agitated. She's like, why aren't you dancing? I'm like, girl, I'm nervous. We lose the game, right? We're walking out. She's like, why are you ignoring me? I'm like, girl, like, come on. We just lost. And she gets mad. Uh-oh. And then I call into to Snoop and Scott Jackson radio, and I called her out, too. I'm like, girl, we've been dating for over a year. You act like this is new. Why are you mad at me when my team's lost? You know what's up. But she forgave me, though. She it's my birthday, so I get a pass.
Happy birthday, and, buddy.
Yeah, happy birthday, too.
Thank you. But, yeah, it's so much emotion, you know, like I'm just thinking long-term because, like, you know, we know that Cliff is not going to be our offensive coordinator next year, you know? So we all know that next year is going to be, like, new plays, new run scheme. You know, they might not like Kroski Merritt as a running back. They might not like Jaden Daniels doing some type of thing. So, like, listen, I know it's just one loss. It was just a miserable way to lose, especially to Williams, because he needed that. And let me make one thing clear to Bears fans. Kyle Williams didn't win that game. That's their quarterback's name, right?
Caleb.
Yeah, Caleb Williams. He didn't win that game. He's not better than Jaden Daniels. I'll take Jaden Daniels over Caleb Williams any day, ending in Y. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Los. Appreciate you.
I just let your girl know, Los. You know, you and your football team lose, just like them losing the pair of shoes or breaking a nail. They're disappointed. I was just like football games and, you know, somebody scratch our car, you know, something like that. Maybe scuff up your nice shoes, some Gators or something like that.
So Lauren watched the game last night. She got the girls down and was watching. She said she wanted to go to bed, but the game was too good. She couldn't go to bed. So some texts from my wife last night. So annoying, one thing after another. I really ducking wish we had the first game tonight. And
she wanted to go to sleep.
Yes. And then we were at the Terps game Saturday. She wrote, is this bleeping Saturday night with the Terps all over again? And I stayed up. Then there's a series of curse words. She concluded her text to me, I feel for Jaden. This sucks.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good synopsis of what went down, man.
That's your wife.
Co from the Foe is on the line. Co. What's up, Co?
What's up, man? Hey, JP, shout out to you for that good old system pick last night, man.
Damn
you
right.
Don't count yourself short.
That's eight, man, in a row, dog.
You know. Hey, look, but the blame pie, man, we got to say, man, 33% Frosty Murd, 33% JD, and 34% Cliff Kingsbury. That's the blame pie right there.
Damn.
Why Cliff?
All defense. All offense, I mean.
All fair. That was the two turnovers. Why Cliff? Because the play call. I don't know why we don't go in the center. It's raining like heck. That's not going. Any play you run on the shotgun, you can run in the center. Maybe not the zone read, but you might get, you know, a little wiggle with a jet or something like that to do it. But anything you go under from shotgun, you go in the center, man. It's wet, it's raining, it's third and one, man. We can at least guarantee some points all going forward to get on fourth and one. So that's why I get Cliff get the 34, baby.
Appreciate you, Co. Thanks, buddy.
All right, Co.
We have heard from Magic Johnson. Magic's tweets after Commanders wins are always pretty riveting.
Mm.
Magic did not tweet until 4 minutes ago.
Mm.
The Commanders' 25-24 loss to the Bears last night was heartbreaking with the broken heart emoji.
All right.
Nothing but facts from Magic's Twitter account.
True.
All right. Ed is in Potomac, been on hold a while. What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, I wouldn't even say that. I've been on hold a while. It's been hard to just get into y'all because so many people are pissed. I'm going to tell you, though, it probably sounds like I'm calm right now. You know why?
Why?
B. Mitch.
Yeah.
Well, it's what B. Mitch said earlier, and it's what B. Mitch has said probably his entire life, even after being done playing. I am not financially tied to this team. I am not financially tied to the players in the field. I am just a fan. I can't go to sleep and be so mad that I lose 6 hours of sleep and can't get up the next day because I'm mad or sit around and mope in the house. I still believe in this team.
Yeah.
I still think they're going to get it together. They are – somebody needs to, in my opinion, have a players meeting, sit down, talk about the first six games, say what needs to be fixed, get up the next day, and just do it, damn it, because – that's where we're at right now. As fans, we are going – like, I don't even have a blame pie because I'm done with the blame pies. I'm done blaming people. The whole team lost last night. Nobody really is there to just put a percentage of a blame on it. Like, I said it before and I'll say it again. The success last year that came with the harder schedule this year is why as fans, not me particularly, but just fans in general, are so pissed after last night's loss. Like, the sky's not falling. Yes, there's so many teams at 4-2 and 4-1, and we're 3-3. There's going to be more teams 3-3, and four, whatever. But we control our destiny. We control what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, this is how not pissed off I'm at that game. I'm, you know, whatever, it sucks to lose. I moved on so fast, I'm just going to the Caps game tonight. Like, I can't dwell on yesterday because we have another team that's doing good to start. So, you know what? People – pick it up, leave out the house, and go to the Caps game tonight. And go root for the Caps. We have more than just the Commanders here. Like, let's be better than this. Let's be positive. Let's move on. It sucks. Move on. Dallas is next. Try to win the next one. Now, I wanted to say this. The tackling is bad. To the point, every Saturday, my nephew plays. He's 8. He plays for like the 7U or whatever team. When he was 7, he started at 7. My nephew tackles better than Quan Martin, that defense dude, though. Because my nephew, when he tackles, he goes straight to you. There's no going for the legs. There's no trying to push you. He just, I'm going to wrap you up, and I'm going to hug you like I love you, but I'm going to take you to the ground, and it's the next play. Thanks for taking my call. Y'all enjoy it. And, JP, give me my beer.
See you, Ed. Appreciate you. Go to the Caps tonight. Caps won 2 in a row.
Go to the Caps. Should be fun. Buy your beer.
Oh, boy. You ready for this, B?
We got.
You sitting down?
I'm always sitting down.
Man of the cloth is on the line. Hello, Reverend Rev T. How do you do?
Well, JP, B. Mitch, Landfield, and Jeff, JP, your eyes look baggy this morning on TV. I know you had a long night. When you got them baggy eyes, I know something wrong.
Consume, but let's talk no about alcohol.
These Kabamas. Them Kabamas, JP, the Kabamas. What happened to them last night? They couldn't hold on to the ball. They fall down and fall in, and now everybody just all upset. But at the end of the day, you know it always heals a situation like this. B. Miss, you know what I'm talking about, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, because this fan base, and I really shouldn't even be doing this, but this fan base, y'all minds is weary, and your heart is, yay, a little bit trouble. But I just heard the caller that just spoke before me. He said, one thing is that's damn good and true for sure. They just got to go out there and do it. Come on and do it. Do it until you satisfied. They ain't did it till they satisfied yet. So you say, Reverend, what you trying to say to this fan base? They ain't finished yet, Bamas. And I know y'all pissed. I'm pissed at that team for more reasons than one, especially last night. But at the end of the day, they just 3-3. What the hell do you expect? Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose, and somebody always got to play the damn fool. Last night, they played the fool because they thought they had their win locked, and them damn Bears and that magical, colorful fingernail wearing quarterback Randall. What's that Bama name? Randall out of here with a win. Plain and simple. Y'all know who this is, and I hate to say it, but keep on believing in the Kabamas, because at the end of the day, everything will be all right. The people's hype, man. Riff T. They still Bamas, though. Bye, Bamas.
All right, boy.
Yo, even Rev sounded.
Rev sounded a little subdued right
I mean,
there.
For him to only say the people's hype, man. Even Rev seems down in the dumps, man. Yeah. Oh, trying to encourage the people. And Rev is down. Yo, if we lose Rev, we've lost. Ugh. We've lost.
Yes.
Fred Smoot will join us at 1 o'clock. If you're on hold, stay there. We're taking everybody's damn call, I promise.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. B, I just ran into Chris Russell in the hallway.
And?
He's in a good mental place.
He is?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Seems calm, rational.
I can't believe that.
I don't think...
Chris has never been calm and
rational. I don't think how late everything went last night really impacted
him.
I don't think he's
personally... Was Chris at the game last night?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bro, he's frustrated as hell. Because they really messed up his night.
He also is oddly frustrated that next week, I don't know if Jeff knows how to turn on another mic, but you're welcome
to
sit down.
Chris decided to go to the game last night. Now he's upset that he had to stay late.
He's mad about the game. He's also mad in advance about next week that there's a doubleheader on Monday night. I don't know why that affects him, but he was very upset about that last night in the press box.
Wow.
He voiced that anger. Hello, Chris.
Hello, boys. How are we?
What's up, Christopher?
What's going on?
He's mad, B.
Why are you mad?
You guys aren't mad that we didn't get home until like 2:30 in the morning? Nah, B, what time did you get home?
Man. Well, I got home before. What were you
if
doing
you don't
that
know
you were
me,
there that late?
No matter what time I go home, I still get up around 5, 6 o'clock.
That's crazy.
And I will just go through the day, bro.
That's crazy.
You rest when you're dead, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to be dead quicker than I want to be.
Damn.
Anyway.
That's a little morbid as hell.
I don't know what time you got home. I mean, I live an hour and 20 minutes away from the stadium. I mean, it takes 12 minutes or so.
It didn't take me an hour and 20 minutes to get home, Chris. You live about 4 minutes from me.
Well, I don't drive 90 miles an hour, man.
I didn't either. I went with the traffic. They were doing 75.
I wasn't even doing 75.
Well, maybe you should drive faster that night.
When did you leave? My new car has like this.
Did you go back up to the press box?
Yeah, of course.
Why?
To do what?
I had to break down the analytics. I had to fill out information for the analytics amigos, for the number nerds.
Nah,
I had
man.
To make sure that they knew.
Nah, don't tell. Just tell them about straight football stuff. Maybe they'll learn some football. All they learn is numbers when you just give them analytics. And they ain't going to tell you nothing about the damn
game.
It's
part of the shtick, man. It's part of the shtick to crush the analytics amigos and then to use analytics. Just to make a point.
And then, I have no
and
idea.
Then you complain. Then you complain in the morning.
I don't know how it took you, how you got home at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I didn't get home until, I mean, I was in the press box for probably another 45 minutes after I last saw you and Tishler.
Straight BSing.
I didn't talk to anybody. I mean, I conferred with Benny Standing for about 2 minutes on something.
Oh, that was some wrestling going on, mental wrestling right there.
Why are you so mad that next week is a Monday night doubleheader?
Oh, well, that's just the continued ruination of everybody's personal life. Like, you can't get away from the NFL, number one. And number two, they've devalued Monday night football. I was talking about this on my show yesterday, which starts at what time?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. I feel they've last night, perfect example. You got the Atlanta Buffalo. That's a pretty good game, right? I'd like to see that. I can't see that because it's going on an hour before the Commanders game. We're in the press box, right? I was on the TV a little bit, but you can't. To me, they've devalued the spectacle of the sole and single primetime game with these constant doubleheaders on ESPN's Monday Night Football.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about the actual value, they've never been more valuable. And clearly ESPN likes the doubleheaders.
Like whatever they want. I like what I like and don't like what I don't like from my perspective.
So you want to watch both of the games?
Ideally, yes.
Everybody.
I'd rather watch one game and one game only. Put that Atlanta Buffalo game on a Sunday where it belongs.
But everybody else is watching the games. They got a setup like JP with four or five TVs.
Well, I don't have that.
can I ask a different question?
Did we ask for more football when we didn't have a lot of football? You were part of that crew too.
I mean,
now you got it and you don't want it.
No. I never asked for more football. I'm good during the offseason. I've got plenty of other things to watch. I like baseball.
How
I like
do you
hockey.
Say,
you guys, you know.
How do you say that messes up your personal life? You could just choose not to watch one or both of the Monday night games.
I know, but.
You just do your stuff to get the burgundy shirt.
You can't do what we do and not watch games. You can't. I watched 5 minutes of that Atlanta Buffalo game. I know Bijan Robinson went hog wild. I don't know why.
But you could just go online and look at all these experts.
You got to have time. I don't want to listen to the experts, B. I want to listen to you.
Who's watched the game twice already?
Oh, my gosh. One of my diehard listeners, Jason. Nicest guy in the world.
He said last night's game twice.
His ass didn't go to sleep at all.
Or he's lying.
And Von Miller told the Junkies this morning he got home at about 1:45, he said, hung out with his kids who were both under four, watched the game over on his iPad for 2 hours, then started watching Dallas tape and hadn't slept as of 9:20 this morning.
Think about the adrenaline. That I can wrap my head around.
See, I can understand because it's his job.
Yeah. Well, it's our
job. The other people, it ain't your job. Take your asses to sleep.
Bruce, what is your blame pie from last night?
That's a great question. I know you guys do this all the time. Blame pie. I would say, look, Jaden's got to get 20%-ish of the blame pie. I would say the defense as a whole has got to get 30% of the blame pie. So that's 50. The run game or lack thereof, which I thought it was pretty easy to see that they were going to struggle to stop the run despite all the numbers. So I'll just say the run game in general, that whole operation, 20%. So that's 70%. Special teams, you got to give 10% to, right? Because that's a big missed field goal. Sure, they got the block. That's 80%. And then 20%. Let's see.
20, the alumni?
Sure. Let's do that. Whatever. I mean, I ran out of gas, but you get my point is I don't think this loss, right? You guys don't think this loss comes down to one person or one thing.
No, hell no.
This is a systemic across the board.
They never come down to one person.
And, by the way, can we, we're back to the Ron Rivera era here of starting games an hour and a half later than they're actually scheduled to start.
Yeah, that's a consistent problem.
It's a problem. At least the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Four out of the last 5 weeks, if you separate the Raider game, was the only game that they started fast and aggressive in. Four out of the last 5 weeks, they have been big time behind the eight ball.
Big time. What do you got on tap today? You talk some ball?
More of this nonsense.
Well, I think you got a big, Caps got a game tonight.
They do. Lightning are in town.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Want to go to that game?
No.
Why not?
Watch it on TV.
How come you're not mad at what hockey's doing in your personal life?
Yeah.
They play 82 regular season games.
You can rest today.
Well, see, here's the difference. I don't have to watch every minute of the Caps game four, right, in order to have a feel and in order to be able to get by and do what we do. I feel like I need to watch the NFL because even if it's not directly the Commanders, like Atlanta, Buffalo, I still feel like I need to get a good feel for that because it affects everything. It affects free agency. It affects upcoming opponents, even though in this case...
Sounds like his hockey knowledge is kind of suspect.
I really believe you're basically just running yourself ragged for no reason. Nobody around here. Right. Nobody really care about Buffalo and Atlanta around here right now or their free agency.
You know, the longest running program between these two stations, the guys that got a street named after them, the Sports Junkie.
Yeah.
They openly talk about how little night games they watch.
I know.
I bet Bishop and Cakes watch some of Bill's Falcons for fantasy and gambling.
Right.
Oh. I bet the other two
watch
the Commanders only.
And
those guys have done a heck of a job for a long time.
That's probably fair. I probably drive myself a little crazy. I'm just uniquely me.
God bless you for it, Roos.
Thanks.
Yes.
I appreciate you guys.
Speaking of unique, Fred Smoot joins the program next.
Oh, boy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.